As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
It's the Burt Show.
You ever been in a position where you think that you're super weird until you find out there are other people that are just as weird as you and it brings some comfort?
100%.
All the time.
Remember, I've told you guys that I have like this weird attachment to materialistic things that I tend to feel like it's personal. Like when I go on vacation and I'm packing for my trips and I'm trying to figure out which clothes to bring, I can almost hear the t-shirts that I'm not bringing going, how about me? I've been with you for a long time.
I want to go see Peru.
Yeah. Different objects to me have like personalities in my head. And then I'm reading this morning that half of Americans think that their car is a family member.
I used to.
It's sad.
Really?
When you see your car getting towed, it's like a family member that's sick.
It is sad.
So when I had Annie the Avenger, right? When I had Annie the Avenger for years, I ended up writing a goodbye letter to her and read it on the air of my old morning show and straight up started crying on the air because I had had her for 8 years. There were so many memories because she was there with me in college. And then we, you know, when I got out of college and my first job and now we're in a new state together and this is what I've known. And I'm on the air reading my letter to Annie the Avenger, like tears streaming down my face. And I left it in the console of the car. That way the new owner would find it.
All right, that's next level. That is next level.
Hi, my name's Kristen. I'm pathetic.
Save that. All right, Kristen, you gave us an assignment 4 hours ago.
I did. So Kristen's stupid bit of the week this week was to do portraits of each other. So there's a viral trend happening right now on social media where couples sit down for a delightful date night where they paint each other's likeness. So he or she will sit across from each other. They'll have a couple glasses of wine. They'll paint what they, you know, the best rendition of their significant other. And then at the end, they unveil the portraits to each other. And 9 times out of 10, the dudes aren't doing so hot. And the women's reactions are priceless.
You ready for mine?
No.
You got it.
Take it.
I can't not even look at it yet.
I'm a little scared.
I think...
I'm sorry.
Please don't break up. Don't break up.
So she's looking at the picture that he painted of mom, yep, saying she's so offended, don't break up.
Yes. She's begging mom not to break up with dad because he did such a poor job painting her.
See, I think this goes back to gender stereotypes that are dangerous. Because when you're a young girl, your mom gets you involved in crafts and painting. When you're a young boy, you're outside, you're playing sports. And if you had a dad like that or parents like that, dudes are at a terrible disadvantage in here.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I'm blaming this on our parents.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
Jimmy paints and crafts all the time at preschool. That is not a gender or sex thing. Like, all the kids do the same crafts and the same painting.
Oh, my dad was the worst. Had I picked up a paintbrush, he'd have been like, what are you doing? Oh, you're going to end up gay. my dad would have said that back in the day.
Really?
I'm serious. Yeah.
And that explains a lot. All right. So, who thinks they did the worst?
Oh, me, for sure. By far.
Nah, my goodness.
I think I got you.
Moe's is pretty bad.
I'm telling you.
He made Bert both a University of Florida fan and gave him jaundice.
I'm more offended by the Florida thing as a Georgia fan.
It wasn't on purpose.
All right, so how about Abby and I unveil each other's first? Because I did a portrait of Abby. Abby did a portrait of me because we're sitting across from each other. And Bert did a portrait of Moe. Moe did a portrait of Bert. So I'm going to unveil mine first. Ready,
okay,
Abby?
Go.
So this is my painting of you. Da, 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 da. Oh, I'm an elf.
That's right.
Oh, those are my bangs.
Those are your bangs.
Really hard.
I was like, why did you give me horns?
No, those are your, and I didn't want to mess with ears, so I just pretended like you didn't have any.
Why is your face round?
Because I have a round face.
She has a round face.
I actually feel like it's more offensive the closer you get.
I'm gonna smooch back.
Yeah, it's a little too accurate.
Yeah, the knobs on the side of the head, no bueno.
No, look at her hair though. Yeah. It flips out like that. She's got wings.
I mean, I am a Taurus, but you know, no horns.
She's got like Shrek ears.
I'm not commenting on anybody's because mine is so incredibly bad that I'm afraid to show it to Moe because he's going to call me a racist.
I swear.
He might call me one too.
Bert, when I saw it halfway through when you guys showed them to me, that's what I thought.
This is not my strong point. Painting. I just want to let you know.
We get it. You've said it like 20 times.
Yeah, I just want, this is going to go over a line, I think.
Did you make him white? What did you do?
I did not.
Okay. All right,
here's, I'm actually like weirdly proud of mine.
I was too.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Three, two, one.
Okay.
I do have an oversized sweatshirt on today that says Bert's Big Adventure.
Yes, you do.
You did a lovely job with my glasses and my beady little eyes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
And then I am saying the word fart, which is perfect.
That's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
All right, we can end it there.
Okay, nope. All right, who wants to?
I'll go.
No, you save yours for last.
So you already know.
No, save yours for last.
Moe, you're drawing of Herbert Weiss.
I have no artistic ability whatsoever. My sister took all of that. So here we go. Here goes nothing.
What in the hell?
Where is his neck?
What? That's it right there. He has a shirt on. Like that's the.
So his chin is in his shirt?
Yeah, it's a high neck tee. You never seen a.
You are. That is, sir. The tannest person on this show is Bert Weiss.
Let us see.
And he is.
You gave me no pigment. I'm more offended that you gave me that I have no tan at all than anything else in that picture. Bert, even the oversized nose is fairly accurate.
Bert, I couldn't figure out how to mix the paint for the complexion.
If we had a fugly five, you'd.
I'm sorry, man.
Now I don't feel as bad about mine.
That looks like a potato.
Yeah, go Gators, though.
But his eyes match his hat. I gave him swag.
You gave him orange skin.
What other color? I didn't know what to use.
All right, mine has essentially been done by a toddler. Are we ready?
Oh, no, I can see it from the back.
Oh, my God. Oh, come on, man.
Winner!
You got the headphones there.
That is definitely racist. It's
got to be
1,000%.
That is a hate crime. Would you like to press charges?
Yes. Yes.
They will all be up online, unfortunately. God. It's bad. It's real bad. At thebirdshow.com and all of our social media. Do you want me to sign it for you?
Please.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a real gift.
Oh, you should be arrested for that.
It's the Bird Show.
It's the Bird Show.